Allah is referred to. Allah is the one who is created. He created us all. He created our eyes. We use our eyes all the time, but we don't acknowledge it as a ni'mat of Allah. The only a ni'mat either fuqidat or ifat. When we have problems with our eyes, when we can't see properly now, and things are becoming blurred and we're getting worried, am I losing my eyesight? Am I becoming blind? Then we start making qadr of eyesight. But when we got it, we don't make qadr. And what a great ni'mat the eyes are which Allah has given us. Then Allah has created us as just that He created us. This is a great ni'mat of Allah. Even if He would have made us like a snake or a scorpion, the snake also got eyes to see Allah's qudrat. The snake also has got brains to go and look for its rosy. Small brains it has got, but it has got. It has got the ability to move around. What ni'mats. And for us, Allah made us insan, ashraful makhlukat. But who of us thinks of it? Who of us make the shukr of Allah Ta'ala that He made us insan? And then again, na'uzubillah, if Allah had made us a Shia, or a Qadiani, or a Christian, or a Hindu, what should be our condition? He made us Muslims. He gave us Iman. He made us in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then He connected us with ulama-i haqq and ulama-i rabbaniyin, with the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. These things we should think about it on a daily basis and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. After all that, so that is alladhi iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of that being who has created. Allah then created the heavens and the earth. Just imagine the creation of Allah. Man only assembles or manufactures. Man can never create. Allah is the only one who creates. And Allah has created the heavens. What a great thing. If we make some small little scientific, we discovered something, then you win a big prize. In the whole world, it's a big issue about it. In Toronto, they've got the science that something there, what all the things what people have discovered there, they show all that there. And quite a big contribution is of the Arabs, the Muslims, which they have shown. The time we went, that was being highlighted, what the Muslims and what the Arabs have contributed to the people of the world. Anyway, all that is only what mankind, what Allah has done. Who can compare with Allah Ta'ala? Allah is Khallaqi Azim, that great creator, the great huge sea Allah Ta'ala has made. The great huge skies Allah has made. This earth Allah has made. There is no limit to what and what Allah has. Then Allah is Khallaqi Alim. What complete and perfect knowledge Allah has created all this. Allah is Khaliqus Samawati wal Ard. And Allah is Mudabbirus Samawati wal Ard. The whole infrastructure of everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, nobody can ever, that all the words can get finished. All the pens can get finished. All the ink can get finished. But you can't write finish the kalimat of Allah, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So He is that being in whose name, not the zat of Allah is far, the name of Allah. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, in the name of that great being who is created. Iqra, again Allah says learn, not read. Wa rabbuka al-akram, and your Rabb is not only kareem, but He is akram. Kareem is that being who gives you without you asking Him. Who of us asked to be born and come in this world? Allah gave us. Who gives us our food? What we don't even think that tomorrow what I must have for breakfast, it's already apportioned by Allah Ta'ala. And it has been already consigned and sent to you already. Tomorrow ready we will get our breakfast. We'll get ready our lunch, our place of sleeping. Allah is the one who does all this for us. So Allah is that great being who is Kareem. A Kareem is that being who gives you more than what you ask for. Who gives you without asking. Who gives you without any fear that His treasures can get exhausted. Allah doesn't have to think, I can only give these people so much now, I have to keep for tomorrow also. And there is no limit to the treasures of Allah. And here Allah did not say that He is Kareem, Akram. which is the superlative. Allah is extremely kind and extremely compassionate. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaqal insana min alaq. That is also from one alaq Allah Ta'ala has created you. And alaq also, Allahu Akbar, just one now lately, that Allah said alaq, and they went in deep study of the word alaq. What is this alaq? Normally it is just translated in one word, scientific word. Like for example, cholesterol, it was a word that was used by doctors. But now they say cholesterol is not one thing, it's a whole chemist of chemicals. The amount of chemicals which is in that one cholesterol, alaq also like that. And when they studied it and the different types of meanings that come out, then the great, great scientists who call themselves great, they had to admit this can be the only the word of God, of Allah. That He could only reveal this, that how Allah has created us. So there is great, great details Allah, that Allah created us from alaq. And then iqra wa rabbukal akram. Your Rabb is kareem. Very, very kareem. That is why He has chosen us. Otherwise we should never be sitting here. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes that inna ba'd al-mughtarreen min as-sufiyya wa ghayrihim. Some people were in a great deception and dhoka of Sufis and other people besides Sufis. Yunsibuna kamalatihim, whatever Allah made them, they are alims now, they are hafiz, you are qari, you are reading Quran Sharif so beautifully, you understand hadith, you are now in Bukhari, etc. This is our effort, they say. We made effort, we learned hard. Then yunsibuna kamalatihim ila mujahadatihim, that we did all this. Wahada ainul kufran. This is the height of nashukri to Allah. Allah did everything, and then you ascribe it to anyone else, even to yourself. One person was getting married, a poor person, and they were going with the bridegroom's party. And usually in the old days, from village to village, they had to pass. So they came to the first village, and everyone is interested. Bridegroom's party has come. Who is the bridegroom? Where are you going? Who is the bride? Who is he going to get married? So he was a poor person. He didn't have proper clothes. So a shawl that he was wearing, his best man, his friend, had borrowed it to him. So when they asked, who is the bridegroom? So that best man said that this is the bridegroom, but the shawl belongs to me. So he got very offended. Why are you humiliating me and telling all that I can't even afford one shawl on my wedding day? Why do you have to say this? So he said, sorry, I won't say it again. He went to the next place, and then they asked, who is the bridegroom? He said, this is the bridegroom, but I won't say whose shawl it is. So he said, why must you say then? Now the people get a doubt that it's not my shawl. So the next place they went, so they asked again. So he said, this is the bridegroom, but I won't say anything about the shawl. So what is the lesson for us to learn? That he wanted to boast, the shawl belongs to me, but it belongs to somebody else. We laugh at him, but this is our condition. Allah gave us everything, and we say, I made the sacrifice. I did this, my thinking, how I brought up my children, how I taught them, how I planned for them. It's nothing of ours. It's Allah alone. And that person who attributes it to Allah, Allah loves that person. So Allah is that person who is teaching us this knowledge, because He is not only Kareem, He is Akram. Alladhi allama bil qalam. Then, and Allah is the one who has taught us by the pen. The pen is a great, great instrument for knowledge. So in this ayat, Allah is referred to iqra, reading, that has to do with knowledge. With allama, the teaching and learning, that has to do with knowledge. And with qalam, that has to do with knowledge. And Allah has gathered us, we don't realize. Make shukr to Allah for this great ni'mah. And then this knowledge, which has been referred to in the Quran and in the hadith, is the pure knowledge of deen. It is not dunya's what we call knowledge. That is no knowledge also. That is just experiences of man, which keeps on changing also. When we were small, young, then aspirin was regarded as very good. You have a headache, stomach ache, just take an aspirin, you'll get better. Then a time came in our lives where government had banned aspirin. It's very bad for the heart. It was not allowed to be sold. You couldn't get an aspirin anywhere. Now again is a time when aspirin is very good. It thins your blood. And for a person who's got heart problem, you must have an aspirin a day. You must have an Aspro a day, etc. So their tahqeeq keeps on changing. Allah's word where it was, till today it is there. No change in the word of Allah. That is what is called knowledge. And so sound and solid is the basis of our knowledge, especially Quran Sharif, then Hadith Sharif, which is also protected by Allah Ta'ala, that it can't waver a little bit. And what is their knowledge? You do a PhD to prove that man was born from a monkey. If that is not itself monkey business, if man was born from a monkey, from where did the elephant come? From where did the camel come? Did they also come from some monkeys? Elephants came from elephants, but man came from monkey. Man himself has lowered himself so much that he is out at all odds to prove that my forefather was a monkey. If anyone's father, grandfather was a crook, for example, he was a bad person, a person hides it, doesn't make it, talk about it, that my father was a crook, my grandfather was a crook, he hides it. And our forefather was not a monkey, but these people, and yet we call them so learned, running big universities and getting PhDs and all that. And what is their knowledge? To go to every odd to prove that the forefather, who was not a monkey, that he was a monkey. And even if he was a monkey, a person should hide it. He wasn't, and they are proving it, and we think that is knowledge. How can that ever be knowledge? Knowledge is which Allah Ta'ala says, that Allah created insan, that I created man, khalaqtu bi yadayya. What a very, very special care I created insan. And I created him in the best of forms. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Allah has created us. Then he gave us, and all this is from that knowledge. So this knowledge which Allah has gathered us for, make shukr, it is one of the greatest ibadat. And knowledge comes before iman also. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum themselves, they say, عَلَّمْنَا الْإِيمَانَ تَعَلَّمْنَا الْإِيمَانَ ثُمَّ تَعَلَّمْنَا الْقُرْآنَ. We first learned iman, we learned iman. Iman has to be learned. If you don't know, and nobody could ever get to iman without knowledge, and this knowledge of Quran and Hadith. Otherwise, with our hawase khamsa, our five senses that we have, of speech, of seeing, of hearing, of touching, or all this of feeling that we have, our five senses, we could never have, we should have known there is Allah. But who is Allah? What are the attributes of Allah? A person without wahi could never ever have known that. It is only by wahi that we come to know that without wahi, we should never have known there is life in the qabr. There is life on the day of Qiyamah. There is Jannat and Jahannam. Only this wahi has given us this knowledge. And all the other, what we call knowledge of dunya, that is only by the five senses. And it is done just for satisfaction of man, so that you have a more comfortable life, more easy life. But the life of akhirat, these things cannot touch it also. This is only by the wahi of Allah. And that Allah is giving us ready on the plate to study Quran, wahi. And how, when it should come on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sweat should come on his face. The sweat should roll. Wahi was so hard. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's head was on the thigh of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, on the thigh of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and wahi should be coming, they should feel as though our thigh is going to break. So heavy was wahi. Today we are getting it in a plate. We don't feel that heaviness of wahi. It is given ready for us, the whole Quran Sharif printed, and how many copies of the Quran are ready for us. The tafsirs of Jalalain, what with tafsirs you want? You want Ibn Kathir, you want Baydawi, it's all ready for you. So what a great ni'mat. So we should make shukr for Allah, to Allah. Then he chose us for this true knowledge, not for that other knowledge which is just, which is not even knowledge, which is in fact making insan an animal, that his forefather was a monkey. How can you even think of calling that knowledge? But that is what they are teaching. And all just of things of this dunya. Right? And together with that, the baggage that comes with it, all the universities really are dens of Jahannam in this world. The environment of the university, and Allahu Akbar, what to say? One close family member, friend of ours, said that in Medina Sharif, put it in your mind, right? The South Africans who are living there, few, and their children go to school with scarf, the girls and trouser, the children laugh at them, the teachers laugh at them. How can you come like this? And I said, that don't the Arabs dress like this? They say only till the gate of the school. They take off the scarves, they take off the trousers there. And then you think you are in Europe, in Medina Sharif. One father, South African, wanted to admit his children to a school. When he just entered, he turned back again. He said, yeah, in this place I must put my children. Just imagine the schools. This is a school. And the universities, Allahu Akbar. One doctor who wanted to admit his son in a university in South Africa, when he went there and he saw the environment, he turned back. He said, I must put my child in Jahannam. And I must pay so heavily to put my child in Jahannam. I can't do this. This is that. And so this is, you call that education. Where morals go. Where it is a pride, a girl must lose her virginity. If she doesn't lose her virginity, everyone laughs and mocks at her. Hey, that you're still a virgin. Hey, it's unbelievable. It's not acceptable. You call that knowledge in such environments. So that is, don't make shukr to Allah. Allah saved us from that. And make effort on our friends and brothers and sisters that they come to deeni institutions and they acquire knowledge of deen. And all that is what we are dreaming about, some nice life in dunya. And there's absolutely no nice life in there. Very briefly, when we started the Darul Uloom around about 30 years ago, we had to go for our collections also, because it was a big project. One place we went, a country town, and a doctor who we saw his surgery, we saw his house, we saw his car, we thought he'll give us a big amount. But when he told us his sad story, that is, all his surgery and all the things are bonded with the bank. His car is on HP. His house is on bond. I felt him so pity. I felt whatever we had collected, we have to give it to this. He's more poor than us. It's just an outward show that they are so rich and living it up like this. But inside, one very good friend of mine, in fact the one who wanted to build this whole masjid, he done the foundation, then Allah took him away, he met up with a motor car accident, he passed away. In those days when there were very few millionaires in Muslim people, very, very few, he was a millionaire in those days. But when they wound up his estate, there was absolutely nothing to distribute. How much he was owing, it's just a show, big millionaire, that you got this, you got that, but he was in steel business, the steel merchants, one load of steel, what's the amount that it comes to? He was owing all the steel merchants, he had nothing to distribute. So don't be fooled, this knowledge which Allah has given you, and in all that, you will have doubts all the time. You'll go into sin and into haram. With this knowledge, you'll have iman in your heart. You'll have peace of mind. You'll have contentment of heart and respect which Allah gives in this. We see our buzurgs when they come, everyone falls at their feet. What big degrees they got of universities or anything. Which big businesses they got. Which big factories have they got. What have they got? The treasure of the heart. And that is what people fall at their feet for. This is what Allah is preparing us for. This knowledge of deen. And then this knowledge, talabul ilm, the basic knowledge is farida, is a farz on every Muslim. Hey, to gain the basics of deen, this is the first farida. More than earning livelihood, to know our deen first. Once you have gained the basics, then by all means go and earn your livelihood. But this is that farida. And yeah, for us here in this environment, not only the basics, the whole details of deen Allah is teaching us. Not only the Hanafi madhab, we are learning the Shafi madhab. We are learning the Hanbali madhab. We are learning all their dalails. And what our, in detail Allah is giving us our knowledge. So make lot of shukr to Allah that He has chosen us for a huge, huge, great mission. And then again, it's not only to acquire it, to practice it. not only to practice it, to teach it to others wherever we go. Not only to teach it, to propagate it to others also. May Allah let us fulfill all the demands of the ilm also, and then get all the virtues and the benefits of it, and may try and think about it, acknowledge it, make shukr to Allah, and devote ourselves to this. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.